Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday, it's July 24th. It is a 12-game slate here on this Monday. It's an interesting slate. There is limited pitching options, and there are some stud pitchers, but it's Meatball Monday, the Siege. How you doing, buddy?
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, it's Meatball Monday, man. That means nothing. I had a meatball sandwich for lunch.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy.
I actually really did have a meatball sandwich for lunch
today. Oh, okay. Well, oops.
It makes it even funnier. It really does. I really did have a meatball sandwich for lunch. Oh, man.
Anyway, Big Brother, you're not going to get that joke at all.
Oh, it's a Monday. It's a fun Monday. We're both laughing and joking. We weren't laughing and joking a couple hours ago to end that NASCAR race. You had a massive bad beat, my friend. And, you know, I really you text me about it, and I was sweating with you, and I really didn't know what to say then, and I still don't know what to say.
I mean, we called it during the red flag. We're like, Hamlin needs to come down pit road, and when he doesn't come down pit road, like, you know that something's going to go down. You know,
right when they get up to speed, he has a tire rub. I called it right when the wreck happened. I'm like, well, Hamlin has a left rear tire rub. Get up to speed. Hamlin had a left rear tire rub.
Are you just, you know, so like I knew my first four drivers were good. They were on the other side of the track. You know, that I wasn't too worried about them. It was just Ty was a little too far back. I didn't think he could pass him before the tire rub got there. Did the best he could. He got close to avoiding it. Just couldn't quite get around the Hamlin wreckage. But that happens. But man, that would hurt for sure.
Yeah.
The worst part is that my mom does the most unintentional troll ever. So she calls me after the race, and I'm in mellow, just like I don't want to talk to anyone mode. Of course, snap call. I'm like, hi, mom, you know, what's up? And she's just like, why are you so mellow? And I was just like, just, you know, whatever. Just I'm not in a good mood right now. Like, is there anything important? And she's like, did you wreck your car? I was just like, I couldn't help but laugh. I was like, you have to be kidding me. Like, really, of all the things I could have done, wrecked my car was the first one you came up with? I don't know if she was watching NASCAR and just, like, was either, like, it's either the best intentional troll or the best unintentional troll ever. And I was just like, I really have to go right now, Mom. I can't deal with this right now.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, man.
I was just like, this can't be happening.
That's the most carnage wrecks that I've ever seen at Indy. Like, it was, man, it was
after
crazy.
I faded that one on the restart. Like, I faded somehow, like, had, you know, I had six drivers in the top 12. They all fade that wreck, and I was just like, this actually might be the one. And then. Baseball, though. Woohoo!
Yeah, baseball it is. Yeah. Profit week, I made like $101, and I think LOL is the perfect sum of that race. And like, I had a bunch of subs do really well, so
I still did really well, just not $35,000 well.
Yeah. All right, yeah, baseball. It's, you know, it's a 12-game Monday slate. We'll do a play draft here at the end. Obviously, we're sponsored by Play Draft. If you guys haven't checked out Play Draft, I really honestly don't know what you guys are doing. Playdraft.com/grinders. They got all kinds of baseball stuff. They do PGA. They got best ball going for NFL. Best ball is a ton of fun. And, you know, speaking of best ball NFL, you had an announcement last week. Speaking of packages in the marketplace, you want to talk about your NFL package here for a second?
Yeah, so NFL package is live now in the marketplace. Some good preseason stuff for those of you who are kind of play season long or best ball. My top 100 for both of those are currently live. And we're going to start doing weekly shows starting this week. And this will only be available till week one. I will hide this page after week one. So we'll have a, you know, a schedule review show. We'll have some division previews. We're going to get in depth here. So, and it's early bird pricing. and you get the playoffs. Like, honestly, if you're gonna get it, like, just get it now. I'm not sure when I'm gonna raise the price, but I am gonna raise the price. And if you don't get the season long, you don't get the playoffs for free. And there's huge contests during playoffs.
Yeah, and there's so much edge in best ball. We've been
Andrew Luck at the 81st pick.
We did a fast draft on Saturday. Best ball, there's a ton of edge.
Those quick clocks too. People make a lot more mistakes in those. I've noticed just like in the few I've done that like the mistakes in the fast drafts are worse than the slow ones. I'm gonna start playing more fast ones because man, like there it's just mistakes after mistakes after mistakes.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So yeah, man, make sure you guys are checking that out. All right, baseball. We said we're going to talk baseball. It's a 12-game Monday slate. There's a lot of games to get through, some good, some bad, some ugly, some great. We're going to start with Houston at Philadelphia. Brad Peacock against Vincent Velasquez, 9.5 total here in Philadelphia. Vincent Velasquez, revenge game.
Yeah, this is a really bad matchup for Vincent Velasquez.
It really is a really bad matchup for Vincent Velasquez.
Like, they are daring you at 6,700 to take them, but there is just no way I can't. Like, this is just – you think of bad matchups on the paper. Like, a guy who's super reliant on his fastball, I can't think of much worse, to be honest.
Well, when we think Houston, we think right-handed power bats, and we look at Vincent Velasquez, only 11.8% soft contact rate against righties this season, 42% hard contact. He's given up 2.45 home run per nine, and this game's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's just it's one of those situations where really there's just no way. There's some other good value pitchers today. I guess I should define good in relative terms. Non-horrific options in the cheap tier today. So yeah, I don't think this is a spot where you can realistically go.
Looking at the flip side here, Brad Peacock continues to be a guy that just racks up the strikeouts. What's your thoughts here with him here?
No chance.
No interest?
Nah. I mean, 11.5 on DraftKings.
Oh, wow. I, you know me. I don't look at pricing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, I think he's talented, but I'm not playing him over Zach Greinke or Jacob DeGrom. Like, there's just no way.
Spoiler alert, I'm finding every cap I can to get DeGrom in my lineups today.
Have you seen his price yet on DraftKings?
If I had to guess, it's over 12.8.
Higher.
Yeah, I'm still paying it. I don't care. Is it 14K?
It's 13.4.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm paying it.
Wow. I mean, that's all right. We'll talk about that.
We will. And I hope I can get you on board.
I am on board. I was just trying to do it, like, trying to do the tease, but yeah. I failed.
All right. Man, I kind of really like the Houston stack, you know, for all the reasons that we were talking about. And there are four or five really good spots today. I could see Houston kind of going overlooked.
The Houston stack is just weird to build lately because, like, Gurriel is priced like he is Giancarlo Stanton. And so, like, you have to fade him. Like, spoiler alert, do not play Gurriel at 4.7 on DraftKings, please. Like, whatever you do.
Wow, 4.7.
Yeah, the guy got hot, and DraftKings just jacked up the price. It's fine, but there's just no way I'm paying 4.7. And I got to be honest, like, I was expecting to come in here and talk about some Philly value bats, and Freddie Galvez is 4K against Peacock? What the hell?
This whole game's priced up.
Man, there's no way I'm playing any of these guys, like. Colin Moran got hurt today. Would have been the one guy that you would play, but he got put on the concussion DL. I'm looking like even my boy. Where is my boy? Maybe he's cheap. Oh, my boy Nick Williams is still free. We can play him at 3,500.
You can play him at 3,500. I don't think I can.
Man, this guy's been on fire. Like,
no, we've been talking about him for a week. He's finally coming to life. It's just I really respect Brad Peacock.
I mean, I get it, but it's a left-hander against a righty in that ballpark, cheap in the outfield. You know, if I'm looking at outfielders priced around him in terms of just, like, overall talent, right, we're talking guys like Malik Smith, Daniel Descalso, although I guess I can't laugh at him. We'll talk about that later. Alex Gordon, you know, Andrew Benintendi, I guess, is a discount versus Paxton. But, like, we're not talking about very talented players at this 3,500 range. So there's value there if you find yourself there.
All right. We move on. Oakland at Toronto. Chris Smith against Francisco Liriano. 9.5 total here. Francisco Liriano is the favorite. I'm guessing you have zero interest in Chris Smith.
I'm sorry. Did you say 9.5 or 19.5?
9.5.
Oh, okay. I think it should be closer to 19.5. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, I think I'd be betting the over in this game too.
No interest in either one of these guys.
Yeah, I let's be honest. I'd be really shocked if we see this game close at 9.5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I would be pretty surprised.
All right, tell me the Oakland bats are not overpriced here, please.
I mean, they have been overpriced. Are they finally overpriced to this spot? Oh, yeah, they are.
Not really. Marcus Semien, 3,500.
That's not bad. But, like, I guess Crush is overpriced. But if Semien's still free on FanDuel, I'm not playing tomorrow. Like, I'm just not playing. He's been 2,300 for a week, and he is 2,500. Yeah, I'm not playing FanDuel.
Hey, spoiler alert, if you're playing FanDuel Cash tomorrow, you probably want to play Marcus Semien at shortstop.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess we don't know what the status of Healy is, but he passes concussion tests, so he'll probably be back. He's 2,600, but the A's are free on FanDuel, which kind of just makes it a joke.
Healy is 2,900 on DraftKings.
They didn't fix his price. Maybe I'll just play some cash games on FanDuel. Just play DeGrom, play the cheap.
So for what it's worth, tomorrow I really like the Oakland bats against Liriano. Chris Davis really profiles well against him. For some reason, Rajah Davis has good BVP against him. We know Marcus Semien is good against lefties. Like, there's some upside here. And anytime Oakland gets outside of that ballpark, I'm interested when they're facing bad pitchers.
Yeah, problem is they've been chalk all weekend, and I don't think people are going to stop now, you know, especially where they're cheap. So
I missed an Oakland chalk weekend.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, man.
Marcus Semien was 26% on Sunday on FanDuel because of his price.
Yeah.
And he immediately homers off of Rafael Montero. And it's just like, all right, great. Cool story, bro.
Toronto, sneaky stack? People played Chris Smith his last start. Remember you took your headphones off and you were, like, giving me a hard time. People played him, and he was actually really popular.
In fantasy draft cash, I was speechless. I literally was speechless.
I tried to tell you.
That was literally one of the things that – even the Roto-Grinders lineup page doesn't even have the right Chris Smith yet. I have to go find Chris Smith.
I have the right Chris Smith this time.
I have to go find him. I guess it's not helpful when they're playing Toronto. That's probably, like, not helping. Like, yeah, he pitched well in that last game too. Like, I guess they all got there. I mean, I'm not playing for Chris. I mean, Toronto's fine, but they're not the best option on the board. And they're just not, like.
Yeah, but
There's a couple of road spots I kind of like more, and I kind of just think I'm gonna. Like, there's definitely some home teams I like, but there is a road spot or two I kind of like. So I probably will be, you know, kind of in a situation where I'm going to probably not get to Toronto, but I understand it.
Toronto kind of works with DeGrom if you want to go with, like, a mid-tier pitcher. They're not overpriced. You can play Morales over Smoke, even though Smoke's price is $5,200 on DraftKings. But Morales is $3,400. Baptista is $37. Donaldson's only $42. So, like, you can get the power bats in this lineup, and you can kind of work DeGrom in there.
Okay. Let me know how that works out for you.
Hopefully it works out very well.
I like DeGrom. Don't get me wrong, but I think I'm going to go at it a different way than you are.
Cincinnati at Cleveland. Adelman against Josh Tomlin. 9.5 total here. Tomlin, a massive favorite here against the Reds. Any interest in either one of these guys?
No. Well, actually, let's see. Yeah, I can't pay $5,800 for Adelman. He finally had that start we were waiting for, though.
Hey, you were waiting for him?
Yeah, I mean me.
Yeah, 100% you.
that 17-point start on $5,200, but now he's $5,800, and yeah, you can't do it.
Yeah, I can't take Tomlin here. Like,
I can't believe he's given up a home run in each of his last 10 starts. At least
Tomlin has?
No, Adelman. That's really impressive.
That's impressive. You know, Tomlin's given up multi-home runs in three of his last six.
Yeah. Yeah, I I don't like this spot at all for Tomlin personally. Like,
I don't like the spot for either one of them.
No, I don't either. Like, the weather's not great for hitting, but I think this game's kind of a stay away. It's kind of how I'm going to be approaching it.
Yeah, because like if Roth tells us the rain's going to be okay here, it's like below 60 degrees in Cleveland in this game.
I think that page is wrong, by the way. I have it at 70 degrees, which is a little more reasonable.
That makes a lot more sense. Yeah, I don't want to play anybody from the Reds.
Wind blowing it from left in Cleveland, it's just like we can do better. Maybe if Billy Hamilton one off, if Tomlin can't hold on guys, but that's really about it.
I'm pretty sure Yan Gomes is good at throwing out runners.
Yeah, they've actually had 70 at bats because this is one of those rivalry series. And in 10 plate appearances, Billy Hamilton has no stolen base attempts. So,
And then on the Cleveland side, did you get that DraftKings mid season update thing?
Yeah, I did.
You want to know who my highest owned hitter was?
Was it Lindor?
It was Lindor.
That's such a fishy top play. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, it's so funny. There's so many days you go to build lineups and shortstop just sucks, and I just played on Lindor.
I mean, I think everyone can guess who my highest owned player was. I don't think it's much of a surprise.
Probably Chris Davis with a K.
Yeah, it was Chris Davis with a K. But number two was Freddie Galvis, obviously.
No. Hashtag brand.
Man, batting second, like in the three, like back when he was like 3,200, he would fit every time. It's just like, all right, I'll take the extra bet.
Oh, Kansas City, Detroit, Jason Hamill, Justin Verlander, 9.5 total. I feel like this game just happened.
It did just happen.
Like same pitchers too, right?
Yeah, it happened 5 days ago. I remember because I rostered Salvador Perez at 4%, played the BVP. It didn't work out, but I'm going right back to the well.
Hamlin, no strikeouts, or Hamill's no strikeouts. Yeah, I can't play Verlander here.
Can't play Hamill. There's no K upside.
This is the third time Verlander has faced Kansas City in his last six games.
Yeah, I don't like this spot for Verlander. I think people will actually go back to this a lot. I think they'll see that last game and go right back. But for me, I have no interest whatsoever. Kansas City coming off a pretty hot weekend with the bats. I'm certainly not going to be in the business of picking on them.
Let's talk bats. You mentioned Salvador Perez. He has really good BVP against Verlander. I'm with you. I'm going right back to the well. I kind of like Bonificio here. We look at Verlander and we look at his stats this season. He's kind of struggled with right-handed power bats. And, when you look at the Royals, you think Bonificio.
Yeah, I'm with you. And his price is very fair, $3,300 on DraftKings. He's a guy that I definitely already have marked down as a guy that is firmly in play as a one-off in tournaments.
Yeah, just that power upside, cheap. Yeah, that's kind of what we want.
Arcade mode, too. Great format for him if he's still kind of low price there.
Nothing wrong with that. And he's 4-for-10 off Verlander, so not like you can't hit him.
And that's obviously all this year.
Yeah, it is. And then on the flip side, anybody from the Tigers standing out to you here?
Not really, to be honest. This is a team that's, you have to be careful now. We're a week away from the trade deadline. Scratches are going to become a thing. This is when I start playing low volume for these next 2 weeks. Wait till that trade deadline to pass, everybody to get to where they're going, and then kind of play a few more weeks heavy. But this is kind of the start of trade deadline week. So for me, it's a situation where I'm not going to be playing the team like this, especially when they're priced with the way they are.
And, we've already kind of seen Detroit make a move, JD Martinez to Arizona. That came out of left field, so yeah. Oh, Baltimore, Tampa, Kevin Gausman against Blake Snell, 9.5 total. I think a lot of people are going to be on one side of this game, and I'm going to be on the opposite side of this game. People love Blake Snell. Like, every time this guy pitches, he's talked about by everybody across the industry, and I just can't play this guy.
You going to join me on Gausman Island?
I am definitely going to join you on Gausman Island.
I hope it's an island. I'm with you. Like, we talked about it two starts ago. He got babbled against Minnesota. It was a hot and humid day against the Cubs. He gave up some home runs. But the strikeouts have been there, even when he's pitched limited innings. And I just like this spot against Tampa. This is a lineup that's kind of struggling right now. They have a lot of strikeouts in their history against Gausman. They're not a team that hits the slider well. For me, this is a very good Gausman spot.
He profiles very, very well. He was one of the guys that I kind of dug into a little while ago, and he profiles so well against Tampa, and that's probably why he's had good success against them. And like you mentioned, team that's struggling, a strikeout team already against a strikeout pitcher, what's not to like in tournaments here? Could he blow up in our face? Sure. Who cares? He's 7,300.
Yeah, his slider against righties this year has been dreadful. Like, it's really, really been bad. But if they can't ever hit a slider, then it really doesn't matter how bad it's been.
And this game's in Tampa Bay. Like, this ballpark is so friendly for pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I couldn't agree more. I like this spot a lot for Gausman. I will gladly play the leverage play here against all the Blake Snell people.
I'm with you. And, like, so the thing about Blake Snell, too, is, like, we love lefties against Baltimore. We talk about it more than everybody. And I'm just not playing chalk Blake Snell. Like, he just hasn't proved anything. He's allowed 3 earned runs or more in 4 of his last 5 starts. What is there to like about this guy?
Too many walks.
Can't throw strikes. He got sent down to the minors because he couldn't throw strikes. He comes right back up and he's walking everybody. Like, don't be shocked if Blake Snell ends up in the minors by the end of the year again.
I mean, Brett Honeywell is ready. Like, I'm really honestly not sure what they're waiting for.
The farm system in Tampa is just – they're always going to produce good players.
I'm just assuming that they're planning on trading a starter, but then I heard rumors that they're trying to buy. So I don't understand. Like, if you were buying, like, why haven't you brought up Honeywell already? Like, I just don't understand. So, this is a spot for me where I'm going to play Gausman over Snell. Don't think I'll play the Baltimore bats, but there's a case you made.
Listen, there's a good chance that I stack Baltimore on if I play multiple teams. A guy that's walking people, walk a couple guys, a home run turns into 3 runs really fast, turns into the Tampa bullpen where we'll probably get like Erasmo Ramirez. Like, I could see stacking Baltimore here.
Yeah, I could definitely see it for sure. I'm just not sure. I mentioned I'm not playing a ton this next week, just, you know, with the trade deadline. But, oh, my God, I just saw the Baltimore prices.
Really high?
Oh, no, 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 no. Low, 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 low.
So I don't play on the weekends, and all I saw this weekend was Jonathan Scope home run alerts.
Yeah, I think this is like the first weekend. Like, there are 2 rained games. I'm the biggest Scope defender player in the world, and, yeah, he's 4,500. Now, he's the one expensive guy, but Trumbaum is 3,300.
How much is Machado?
Is 3,600.
Oh, jeez.
Mancini's 3,700. And, you know, Castillo is 3,000. If you want to go that way.
Adam Come on, Jones, you're on the Baltimore stack train now, right? Come on. Choo-choo.
Let's see here. I plug that in with DeGrom. And, oh, I might be able to still build a team. Get that correlation with your pitcher.
Oh, there's no way that I do not stack Gausman, DeGrom, and Baltimore here. You guys are welcome if it pays off.
Yeah. we'll talk post-show. I'm with you. I mean, with these prices, you have to consider it. If you're going to leverage Snell, let's just leverage it all the way.
I'm in it. Let's do it. You know, this is why we talk tournaments, and, you know, you'll hear plenty of cash guys talk about Snell today, and I just can't do it. And then the Tampa bats, like, there's nobody that really profiles well against Gausman. And I think I'm just going to pass.
Yeah, we can do better.
Yeah, there's just, you know, if for some reason, like, if Trevor Plouffe is in the lineup, he's the guy that profiled well, but okay.
If I lose because Trevor Plouffe hits 2 home runs, then.
Then I lose. Exactly. We move on to Texas where Miami's visiting. It's Adam Conley, Martin Perez. It's 11 total. It is hot in Texas. I kind of see this being the chalky spot of the day, right?
I don't stack against Martin Perez, but when I do, it's a very right-handed, power-heavy team in a very hot, hot environment. I don't know if I will actually be able to pull the trigger on this one because of my long-standing I will not stack against Martin Perez stance, which has treated me quite well. But I understand playing Miami in this spot. Like, the problem with Martin Perez is he just never gives up multi-home runs. Like, it's just, like, I need to be responsible here and not play Miami, but I just don't know if I can trust myself to just not do it just because of the weather situation. But, like, Perez just, you know, just he does not give up multiple home runs in a game. Like, it happens 2 or 3 times a year.
I will say that his ground ball rate against righties and his hard contact rate is up and his ground ball rate is down this season. That was one of the things that we, you know, kind of talked about. And, man, it's really hard not to like Stanton Ozuna here. It's really hard not to like.
It's hard, but, like, he's still not giving up home runs.
It's harder not to like Ozuna for me because Stanton's priced so high that I don't really, you know, worry about a guy that's 5,500. But Ozuna in that low 4,000 range against the lefty, that kind of worries me here.
You're going to play a chalk one-off, though, on the chalk stack of the day?
The thing is, like, it depends on what the rest of my team looks like. If I'm going with a non-chalky team, I don't have an issue with that.
I guess my thing is just, like, if I'm at the 4,300 price tag, it's just, like, This pitcher's really talented, right? But if I told you Marcell Ozuna was 20% and Nelson Cruz was 3%, who would you rather play? It's close because of who the lefty is, but yeah. It's still a debate, right? It's like it's still probably Cruz.
It's still – God.
Or you can make a case for Grichuk too at 4,200, by the way, too.
And you could really make a case for Ozuna.
You could. I think Ozuna, Cruz, and Grichuk are kind of like right there in that tier that are just all great plays. We'll talk about
the Grichuk Ozuna. Here
yeah. But.
Man, I hate Texas against lefties, but like Adam Conley's not very good. It's super hot. Like, no issues with the righties here.
Yeah, I don't have issues. I just don't know if it's a place I'll go. You know, maybe if I was scripting this slate or something, I would, but I'm not doing that. So I just don't see myself picking on this spot. You know, they have almost a 6-team total. I think they'll be super chalk. If I'm going to play a team that has near 6-team total, I'm playing the other one.
Hey, you want to laugh?
Sure.
Pull up BVP for Jonathan Lucroy against Adam Conley. And you'll know who not to play from Texas today.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Over 11 for anybody that's wondering, with three strikeouts.
Not like Luke Gray had a lot of success hitting a baseball this year either.
Yeah, he's the one guy that I would kind of leave out. Like, if I'm going to play the stack, maybe I do like a Gomez to Shields kind of wraparound, but I'd leave Luke Gray out of that.
Yeah, and you would think, too, that Luke Gray wouldn't play, but Chirinos is day-to-day with an injury. So,
God. Chirinos, you're killing me, bro. Bad lefty, this would be the best spot for Chirinos.
Yeah, get that ankle rested up here overnight.
Yeah, man, ice that bad boy. Colorado Rockies at St. Louis. They're finally at a Coors, thank gosh. Antonio Sensatella against Mike Leake. 9 total here. Anything standing out to you for the pitchers?
Heatwave finally broke in St. Louis. It's not 104 here anymore.
Well, that's good. You want to come to Florida? It's still hot here.
No, I'm good, man. It was hot and humid enough over the weekend for me. I could go without that for a while. It was 104 and just – miserable, but no interest in either one of these pitchers, although I could see like Mike Leake totally burning me in this spot, but I'm not doing it.
Anybody from the Rockies that you like here?
I mean, Black could still price like he's in Coors. You just can't play him at that price as much as I love him. You know, 5,300 is just – I can't pay him for that outside of Coors. So, you know, for me, it's kind of just a stay away, to be honest.
You know, when BVP just doesn't line up sometimes, it kind of just makes you itch your head and you want to kind of like – you want to dig into it more. Nolan Arenado, 3-for-5 with 2 home runs. Those had to have been in Coors because Nolan Arenado is not good against sinkers, and we know Leake is a sinker baller.
Right, and the sinker doesn't work as well in Coors.
It's vertical. Exactly. So, yeah, I don't really see anything for Colorado. Like you said, they're all kind of priced like they're at Coors. If you're playing on play draft, I have no issues with Blackman because he's just one of the better hitters in baseball.
He might make an appearance.
Yeah, for sure. St. Louis side, man, Sensatella, just the strikeout rate is kind of average.
Kind of average? Did he just start striking out people?
He's at 20% against righties now.
What?
Yeah, I was shocked.
What?
Yeah, 20% against righties, 14% against lefties, ground ball pitcher against lefties. You know, outside of Coors, this guy really isn't terrible. He's only allowed 3 home runs on the road this season.
I can't believe that.
I definitely can't stack the Cardinals here.
Wow.
3 home runs in 36 innings on the road this year. Gives up a ton of home runs at home. Shocking.
Just trying to find a reason why this would be the case. He's not even a ground ball guy, though.
Yeah, but the hard contact comes way down on the road. It's like a 4% difference.
It's kind of a small sample size, though.
Well, of course. His home run to fly ball ratio at home is 22%. On the road, it's 9.7.
Man, I had no idea the K rate was that high against righties. I guess I probably don't have as much interest in Grichuk, but if you don't think that's real, and I kind of just don't really think he's a 20% K guy against righties right now. Although I gotta be honest, I'd have to go back and watch his last couple starts, see if he changed something in the minors, because early on the guy was just one of those guys who just gave up hard contact after hard contact, you know, had no swing and strike ability. And it doesn't look like it's changed in those last 2 starts, but they were both in cores, I guess. But like, he just hasn't done any, like, you know, he came out of the bullpen in early July and just still the same guy. I just like Grichuk against right, like guys who don't have a lot of strikeout upside. And I just don't believe Sensatella is that guy. I think he's in play as a one-off, but probably firmly behind the other two at this point we just talked about.
You know who else is in play as a one-off?
Who?
Jed Jerko. God, there's so many.
See, like, if you believe in Jerko, then like you kind of don't believe he's a high K guy either.
There's just nothing that's backing up the high strikeout rate. Like, it's pretty much what you were just saying.
It feels like a mirage.
Like, his swinging strike rate in AAA and even in AA. AA in 2016 was 10%.
Yeah, he's at 7% on the season. Like, he's not a swinging strike guy. Like, maybe if there's a pitcher's umpire here, we kind of stay away. But, you know, maybe if we could draw a nice hitter's umpire, like, I got interest in these one-offs for sure.
Yeah, just where are the strikeouts coming from? Like, I guess out of the bullpen, it makes a big difference, too.
Called strikes. Maybe it's just called strikes.
Because he faced San Diego, Chicago, Arizona. Yeah, there's strikeouts there.
Feels like a mirage. We have to see what the status of Matt Carpenter is, too.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
He left tonight's game. Which should be kind of nice. You might get a kind of weird Cardinals.
Oh, my God. Really, please let DeJong bat lead off. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Man, where was this power when I was rostering him every day for like a month?
He's coming to life, baby. Coming to life.
I mean, I still had most of it. But, man, remember when he was like 1% owned for like the first month and I'd play him all the time. And he would just get hit after hit, like double against the wall. And you're like, come on, home runs. Come on. Isn't it amazing how the Cardinals can have random minor league guys just come up and just hit every year it's a different guy? Just unbelievable.
That's what good organizations do, right?
I guess.
The team's not great this season, but they're still a good organization.
Yeah. If they could hire a competent manager, they'd have a shot.
Atlanta Braves, Arizona Diamondbacks, Ari Dickey, Zach Greinke, 9 total here.
It sounded like earlier you had interest in Dickey.
No, I had 0 interest in Dickey. I have interest in stacking against Dickey.
Oh, really?
I was shocked by the line is what I was saying earlier.
I was shocked by the total.
Like, anytime you get a knuckleball pitcher that has bad BVP, I'm in.
They're daring you to bet on they want you to bet on Arizona, this line. They're daring you to.
Yeah, you kind of – man, this run of Dickey's good games is starting to come to an end, right? Roof closed game.
He just dominated this team, though.
Exactly. That's why we go right back to the well. Nobody's going to play him. He dominated him in Atlanta outside.
Yeah.
I remember that game, too. That knuckleball was dirty.
It's been dirty this last couple starts. Remember, it was dead. It was dirty in that Washington game. We were drawn dead. But like, he threw a pitch with a backstop before the first pitch, right, and we were drawn dead.
Like, he finally got hit up by the Cubs, okay? If the Cubs can hit him, I can hit him.
That was like their one weekend of glory. It was like that was their Kevin Gausman. Like it was like their 5 days where they finally remembered how to hit the baseball.
Oh man, I don't think you're going to be able to talk me into my Arizona stack here.
I let's just say there's no way I'm playing Arizona before the Dodgers. None. Zero. There's no way I'm playing.
Spoiler alert, the Dodgers might be the top stack on the slate. We haven't got there yet.
There's no chance I'm playing them before Houston. So like that. So then it's like I'm playing them either over Miami, Texas. Just
holy price. Man, they priced up Arizona.
Good.
Goldschmidt's 54, Lamb's 52, Pollock's 50 or 5,000. JD, my take on Arizona just shifted.
Beautiful. Really easy to fit Arizona at those prices.
Daniel Descalzo, baby, 3,500, be in the lineup.
Was that not the weirdest PvP you've ever seen?
Whatever. He hits the knuckleball well. He's cheap. I'll play him. Let's do it.
Yeah, I can't. I wish I could disagree with you. You know he's going to lead off now too, right?
Please.
He's going to lead off. Please. That's such the thing for them to do is to have him lead off.
Please. And nobody see that he's batting 6-15 against Dickey. Please.
Yeah. I mean, people don't believe in BVP. We should be good.
Yeah, that's true. What are we doing with Greinke and the Braves here? What are we doing?
Pass.
Can you play Greinke? I guess you can always play him,
but I think I would rather play the GOAT first.
Yeah, if I'm going to pay that much, I might as well just play DeGrom, right?
You know what? I wish I knew if DeGrom flew out a day early. I hate the East Coast thing without the day off. I hate it.
True.
God, I wish I could get like their private jet schedule. It'd be great.
Oh, man. I don't think I can play Greinke here.
I think I would even rather play like Paxton first.
Not playing any of the Braves bats against him, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess if Herman's catching, like maybe you can play Anciarte, but that's really about it.
Freeman profile is really bad against him, by the way.
Yeah, the price is through the roof.
Yeah. So. Oh, and he's 2-for-18. Look at that! Boom.
It's amazing how sometimes batter profiles match with BVP. Oh, wait. Shocking. No, it's not.
Shocking to me. It's so shocking.
Yeah. I'm floored, Stevie. Floored.
All right. Minnesota at LA taking on the Dodgers. Bartolo Colon against Ryu. 9.5 total. Hey, spoiler alert. The Dodgers are the top stack on the day.
Do we need to discuss this any further? You play batters 1-8, and if they allow them the DH, you play the DH too.
The best thing about this, too, is the Yankee stack didn't work out against Cologne. So I'm hoping that people
I'm sorry. What was that, Stevie? You were breaking up there.
I'm not breaking up at all. You know me. I'm never afraid to admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong about the Yankee stack against Cologne. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know better than that. I have no issues saying
I just felt good. You know how scary that fade was?
Hey, it didn't work out.
Fading against Bartolo Cologne, probably like the top five scariest thing I've done in DFS.
I will. I'm not making excuses by any means, but that Cologne was getting a lot of the outside corner on that game.
Well, there's this wonderful thing called umpire data that you can check out. Yeah. They would have told you that.
I don't even care. It doesn't matter to me, but yeah.
There's no way he's not getting shelled. Like, he basically said that this is going to be his last start of the career. Basically what he said. He's like, my future depends on this start. Like, yeah, no. Sorry, buddy.
Could make a decision following his start Tuesday. He should realistically, man.
Like, against the Dodgers, like that's not exactly like the matchup you want here, buddy.
Oh man, so stack the Dodgers. What are we doing with Minnesota here against Ryu?
What's his pitch count?
No, I meant like bats. Like we're not playing Ryu, right?
It's still the same question. Like, what's his pitch count?
That's we don't know.
A simulated game, so like 4 or 5, and you get 4 innings of the Dodgers bullpen.
No, but the thing is, so Maeda has been starting for Ryu. Why Ryu's been out? So
yeah, but they're moving to a 6-man. They're not moving him to the pen.
They're not moving him to the pen.
No, and by 6-man we mean 5-man because Kershaw's going on the DL.
Yeah, I just remember that. back tightness or whatever. I don't expect him to pitch deep into this game.
I don't either. I just don't really know if I want to attack bats at a 3.16 total in Dodger Stadium.
The thing is, the guy that I would really want is Sano, and third base is just loaded today.
Is it, though?
It is.
It's what?
Lamb, Turner, Machado.
I'm paying $5,200 for Lamb.
Machado,
okay. Turner, I guess, sure.
Beltre.
Okay. I'm not really thrilled about that price point.
Jerko.
I think it's okay, but I wouldn't call it loaded.
I think there's a lot of options at third base today.
I mean, there's a lot of options I would play over, like, Sano, but, like, I think Sano at 46 is probably, like, top five, top six option.
I think Sano is one of the best power hitters in baseball. I love playing this guy.
Yeah. No, I definitely, yeah. The Dodgers, though, just play every single one of them. I'm not going to discuss it any farther.
Boston at Seattle, Rodriguez against Paxton, 8.5 total here. That's a really, really interesting baseball game.
It really is, isn't it?
It really depends on what type of Mariners lineup we see.
Yeah, I think I'm going back to E-Rod. Like, this is one of those guys people just don't believe in, and I'm perfectly happy. I feel like that DraftKings in general and their pricing algorithm this year, like, these unproven lefties that have a least swing strike rate, like, never get the price bump.
We see like, with Montgomery. Always, like, yeah.
Montgomery, Paxton was too cheap for a while. E-Rod, there's Manaea. Like, all these guys, like, they, like, yeah, you know, Paxton's now up to 10K, but it took 3 months. Like, so I'm perfectly happy rostering E-Rod here at a pitcher's park at 7,800. Like, swing strike rate's there. You know, the first start off the DL kind of was, he kind of got unlucky with that smoke double in the first inning down the line that was just fair, just on a broken bat. Like, he actually kind of pitched better than that box score indicated, and this ballpark is way better. I'm probably going back to this well.
And when you look at when you look at Seattle as a team overall, you see a lot of high ground ball rates against left-handed pitching outside of Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz, elite against lefties. You know, that's the guy you're fading. But you look at it, a lot of ground ball rates that are high. Valencia 43%, Cano 54%, Haniger 44%, Gamble 44%, Segura 40%. Like, you're seeing all these high ground ball rates. You see all these low ISOs outside of Valencia, and Nelson Cruz only has a 186 ISO against lefties this season. So, like,
yeah, the K rates are low, but you have to remember, like, this is a high K guy.
Exactly. Know? He has built-in strikeouts.
And we remember, like, we were playing any lefty against Seattle for large stretches of this season. So,
and it's a big ballpark upgrade, too.
Yeah, it's a massive ballpark upgrade. Like, this team hits in the 40% ground balls against left-handed pitching. Like, you know, I'm with you. I think this is a very I like this spot a lot in tournaments. Like, this is another pivot I like off of Blake Snow.
And then we look at the other side.
Paxton. I have more interest in Paxton than I do, like, the other elite arms not named DeGrom, I think. Like, again, Paxton built-in strikeout upside. Have fun with that, Rafael Devers, by the way. Your first MLB game against James Paxton. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm so excited to play him, though.
Handle, DraftKings, get him in your player pool ASAP, please. Seattle has some bad starters coming up the next couple nights. I want to roster him for 2K.
I do, too. You know, I'm right there with you. Maybe
we'll make it happen.
Maybe we'll get to talk about it tomorrow.
I hope so. The site that gets Rafael Devers in the player pool first. Gets the action.
Gets to be talked about. Yeah. Paxton's just back, right? Like, we've just seen the guy that throws the ball really hard and strikes out people in the last few games, and that's what we needed to see again.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, even against Houston.
So Houston's the perfect example. They're a low strikeout team against lefties this season, just like Boston, and they had 7 strikeouts and he put up 27 points. So, you know, and that was in Houston. This game's in Seattle.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, the Red Sox strikeout rate against lefties is really, really low, but
yeah,
I guess it kind of depends on the lineup. Like, I mean, Betts has a 6% K rate against lefties.
He doesn't strike out. Him and Pedroia just don't strike out against lefties.
Yeah. Chris Young hasn't been either this year. Again, I don't know if I'm going to roster Paxton, just kind of where he falls in the price tier, but like I wouldn't be afraid to roster him.
Right, I think that's fair. Bats in this game, nobody, right? Nelson Cruz
against the lefty. I mean, I think we have to, like, we're required by Cheese to mention that every time.
Right on.
And I don't hate the idea either, you know, at like 1% or 2%. Like, he was 1% against CC Sabathia on Friday. Of course, I didn't win the queue. Thanks, Chicago Bats. But I saw 1% on Nelson Cruz against CC Sabathia and thought literally he got pulled out of the lineup. I was so confused.
Oh, the day miner goes out, Nelson Cruz gets CC Sabathia 1%. Did he have a home run or something against him?
Oh, no, he did nothing.
Oh, well, I don't even care.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, cool story.
All right, Mets, Padres, Jacob DeGrom against Clayton Richard, 7.5 total.
DeGrom.
Yeah, one of the best pitchers in baseball against one of the worst offenses in baseball in a pitcher's ballpark.
The long case against him is east to west, but it's not a case, really. It's more of a – I want to say something negative about DeGrom because there really is nothing else.
You're supposed to disagree with DeGrom, so he goes out and pitches a gym.
Sorry. he did this last year. Didn't he troll us against San Diego last year and get shelled in this spot?
I don't even care. He could get shelled against Padres like five or six times.
He struck out like 12 or was that Syndergaard who like – I think they did it like back-to-back days. Or like he gave up like 5 home runs and struck out like 12 in 5 innings. It was something insane.
The best thing is too, like, a lot of these guys haven't seen DeGrom. And, yeah, just I'm playing him.
Yeah, I don't see any reason not to play him.
I don't even care if I'm eating chalk. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't have any good reasons why you wouldn't play him. Sorry.
Clayton Richard, got to see the umpire. Going to get a low ball umpire. Definitely wouldn't stack the Mets here.
Yeah, he really is that simple. Like, that really is just what you have to do with Clayton Richard. There's just no in between.
There's another third baseman, by the way.
Your boy Wilmer Flores.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, depends if he gets a good umpire or not. Like, it literally all comes down to that. I don't get cute with him. Like,
yep.
He is kind of hot, though, which is kind of nice.
Flores is, yep. All right, last game of the slate, Pittsburgh at San Francisco, Gerrit Cole, Matt Cain, 8 total. Matt Cain at home, don't stack against him.
He's in play. It pains me to say this, but he's in play on DraftKings.
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
He's 4,700. He needs like 13 DK points.
Which he's done one time in the last 9 games?
Yeah, look at those starts, though. look what we faced. Miami, Detroit, Colorado, at Atlanta, at Colorado, Minnesota, at Milwaukee, Washington, Atlanta. Like, those are all teams that have power. And by the way, the Atlanta start was the good one. Like, that's not exactly a very good matchup run there for Matt Cain.
Pittsburgh is not a great matchup for him.
He didn't face Pittsburgh.
I know. That's who he faces tonight.
It's a good matchup for him. What are you talking about?
Matt Cain struggled with righties this season.
In the best ballpark that gets right-handed power.
I know. I hear you.
I don't want to say this. Like, these are words I don't want to be saying. But it would be malpractice to not say them.
The easiest way to put it is Matt Cain just sucks.
Yes, but he is priced like he really, really sucks. And he only kind of really sucks. So, therefore, there is value in that.
So, to add to your point here, Cologne is 5K and Cain is 4,700.
Exactly. Like, that's what I kind of noticed that, oh, shit, Matt Cain probably is in play here. Like, he was below Adam Conley in Texas. And it's like, all right, like, clearly he's better than, like, the 4 options above him. So that means that there is implied value here.
So, and then on the flip side of this game, I picked my spots with Gerrit Cole. I played him really heavy against Milwaukee.
This is also an awful Gerrit Cole spot.
This is a terrible Gerrit Cole spot. I was just about to say the same thing. Like, this is just a spot you don't want to play him. You need teams that strike out. Gerrit Cole has built-in strikeouts, but you need teams that strike out. And San Francisco doesn't strike out. He put up 4 DK points against this team in Pittsburgh, you know, like less than a month ago. Like, this is a terrible spot for him.
Yeah, awful spot.
And he's 9,900. Like, the price is just too high.
Yeah, No, there's just no way.
Best case scenario here for Gerrit Cole is he goes out and gets shelled, doesn't give up home runs, so we don't get beat by a San Francisco stack, and we get him at low ownership and a lower price next time out.
Yeah. I mean, is Matt Cain the favorite this game? What's your question?
Matt Cain is not. Cole is a 150 favorite.
150? Yeah, total right. 150.
I'm telling you, that's what it is right now.
Giants money line. Sorry. Like, no. Yeah, okay. Nah, Gerrit Cole has no business being favored in this spot. I understand the Giants can't hit a baseball, but this is such a bad matchup for Gerrit Cole. Like,
it is.
And I have interest in zero bats in this game. Not a one.
Not a one.
Yeah,
it's just like we have a
one game slate, and I might not have interest in the bats.
We have a 12 game slate with a bunch of good spots. We're not playing any batters in AT&T Park.
There's a 4-game late slate. I still don't think I would play one in that slate either.
That late slate's kind of ugly, though, but the Dodgers.
That's my point. Like, but, like, even on that ugly late slate, I still don't think I could cop myself into a batter.
All right, let's see here. Got to invite you to a play draft.
Oh, yeah, so you get the first overall pick.
Whoever has first pick today wins.
That's not true.
This
is not as bad as Kershaw Day.
Right.
Like, this one, you're not drawing dead in this one. Just because there's only three great pitchers, you can take the other two.
Right.
So, like, this one isn't as bad as that other one.
All right, let's see here. All right, it's sent to you.
There's so many damn drafts in my freaking
Dude, I have so many, too, because of the best balls.
Yeah, hey, draft. Let us cancel some best balls, buddy. Please and thank you. What a shocker. They have the first overall pick.
Boom! I guess who I took with my first overall pick.
Oh, man, I thought for sure it was going to be Manuel Margot. Dang.
No.
All right, I will take Greinke and Paxton. I don't really have much of a choice here.
He says nom, 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 nom.
Don't have a choice. Like, you know? Nom, nom, nom. Like, if Stevie's going to have the best arm, I got to at least come back with the next two. I know I would like to take a hitter there, but you have no chance if he's got two of those three, especially with DeGrom. So I got to fight. You took Stanton and Springer. That's interesting. I did not expect that to come.
I'm going to take
Blackman here.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to come right back with Chris Davis against Liriano.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't take the guy I really wanted. I was kind of hoping you'd leave Bellinger.
I thought about taking Bellinger, but I just felt better about Chris Davis's home run upside.
Yeah, it's definitely fair. I wanted the power upside since you got, you know, two really solid pitchers here.
And I also knew that, like, right, I'm going to get Corey Seager because he only has one bat left, so I wasn't going to miss out on the Dodger upside. So if I, like, leave Chris Davis, for example, like, I'm kind of killing myself on A's upside.
Yeah, Brad Peacock has a really solid floor against Philadelphia. I'll take him here with my second pitcher.
I was kind of hoping you would take Gausman. I was hoping to bait you into that. I'll take Corey Seager against Barton.
I love Gausman for tournaments, but in a head-to-head format.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But I was trying to bait you into it. I thought there's a chance you might have.
I think it's a really actually like fairer, kind of closer draft.
Yeah, but you have to – like if you lose the ground, you have to take Greinke and Paxton. You're in trouble if you don't.
Yeah, especially if you're playing head-to-heads today.
Yeah, like you just can't give someone DeGrom and one of those two. You're going to have a real too big of a hole to come out of.
Three-mans could be interesting. That's where you could start getting into your Gausmans and taking them last.
It's going to be tough, man. If you don't have DeGrom, Greinke, or Paxton, you're in real
trouble.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, though. You take one of those guys with your first pick, you know, in the three-man.
I mean, just hope Gausman falls to you at the end. I mean, yeah, he probably will fall to you a lot there. But
yeah, because you get Peacock. Then you get Rodriguez. There's six guys you could use. Three mans would be interesting too.
Yeah.
All right. If you guys haven't checked out Play Draft, draft formats, man. So, who cares about salary cap? You take who you think is the best overall plays on the day. It's playdraft.com/grinders. That way you guys get the premium stuff here at Roto Grinders for free for a few months when you sign up and use our code, and you get the best deposit bonus in the business. Let's play some Home Run Derby, and then we're going to get out of here.
All right, we instituted the rule from last week.
Nobody in the draft?
Yeah.
Works for me.
It makes it more fun because those are just like obviously our favorite plays. All right. I'm going to go ahead then and take Manny Machado.
I like it. Not going to veto a good pick there. I like that pick. Let's see here. I'm going to go Ozuna.
I'll let you have it, mostly because I don't want the veto curse on him.
I think this is going to get vetoed, but I'm going to take Jock.
No, I'll let you have Jock.
All right.
That's not like a chalky play. I'm going to take Salvador Perez.
All right.
Oh, I thought for sure I was getting vetoed there. And then with the last pick. What's kind of a sneaky game we haven't talked about in a while?
Jock is kind of underpriced on DraftKings too, by the way. For anybody that's kind of curious.
I'm going to take I kind of wanted to take someone from the Astros, but not really a great home run one-off upside play there. Let's take Jake Lamb, guy I won't have any real DFS exposure to because of the price, but I like the upside.
Yeah, I don't think I can veto that.
You don't think you can?
I want to, but I don't think I can. I think you're trying to bait me into a veto there.
I'm really not, but by all means.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to let you have that one.
All right.
All right. So I'm just kind of looking at teams that I highlighted.
Shoot. Yeah, there's a guy I should have taken. Damn it. I didn't see him. I should have kept scrolling.
I'm going to take Morales.
All right, good. If I could go back and take my Jake Lamb pick, I would take it back, by the way.
I wanted to take Smoke, but I feel like he's too obvious, so I'm going to take Morales.
Yeah, we forgot the most obvious play, and our listeners are going to come back and be very, very mad at us.
I'll do it. I kind of want to know now.
Wilmer Flores.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah, I would definitely take him over Lamb if I had thought about him. I did not scroll down far enough. Is he actually second base on FanDuel? Is that real life? Or is that just our
I thought you weren't playing on FanDuel because Semien was too cheap.
Oh, he's not actually second base eligible. It made it look like he was, and I was excited for a second. I'm not playing FanDuel.
But... Oh man, FanDuel's lobby kills me every time I click on it.
Oh. Talk about it like not an upgrade.
All right, we're going to get out of here. I hope everyone enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with the Tuesday edition of the Morning Grind. Good luck in your contest tonight.
Get Devers in the player pool.
We'll see you guys again tomorrow.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.